במשחי פרשת ויגש, הלכה י' בתוך פסוקי דזמרה יענה אפילו אמנים דברכות, כי כן העיד רבנו מורנו הרב חיים ויצאל ז"ל על רבנו הארי, דיה עונה אמן דברכות אפילו היה באמצע הזמירות. According to רבן ישחי, that if a person is in the פסוקי דזמרה and he hears a ברכה, he answers amen to the beracha even in the middle of the Pesukei Dezimra. He's in the Ashre, or he's in the Hallelujot, or he's in the Barak David, or the Yosha, etc. And he's the guy next to him putting on his tallit. It's La'atatif is his seat. He answers amen. He hears La'ani Atafinin, or he hears another beracha. Or he's lagging behind in the prayers, and he hears the Hazan say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yisrael Me'orot. So he has to answer amen, even though he's betoch Pesukei Dezimra. That's according to Rabbeinu Ha'ari as well. When it comes to answering Kaddish during the Pesukei Dezimra, the halakha says that one should answer the first five amenim only until the Amiran Be'alma, Be'minu Amen, not the Tkabal, not the Yeshalama, and not the Yisrael. And when he answers the Kaddish, he answers 28 words, Yeshemer Abba Mevarach, all the way until the Amiran Be'alma. That's the general rule, that whenever you have to answer Kaddish, you always answer the Kaddish fully. We don't answer only until Yid Barach, you know, that's the opinion of Maran. However, according to Rabbeinu Ari, you always have to answer the 28 words of the Kaddish if they allow you to answer. If you're allowed to answer, then you always answer the full version of it. That being said, the question would be, Halakha also writes that you're supposed to say the Yehi Chevod, and right after the Yichevod, you're supposed to go straight into Ashre. You're not supposed to have Hefsek between Hashem Moshiach Melech Ya'anim Mekoreinu to the first Pesukim of Ashre. You're supposed to connect them. So let's say a person, after Hashem Moshiach Melech Ya'anim Mekoreinu, he is a Kaddish. So now he's going to have to answer Amen. So he's not going to have the Semichut. So the Ben Yishchai writes, in that case over there, he should go back three Pesukim and to the Yichevod, start from three Pesukim to the end, and continue it and read it back to back. Now, in a case where a person anticipates that there's going to be a Kaddish at that point, so he should stop. Stop where he is in the middle of Yichevod, let him answer Amen, so he doesn't run into this problem of being mafsik, that he has to go back to the Pesukim, calculate it, so you don't have to run into the problem. But if a person calculated it and still ran into the problem, so then the solution is to go back three and then continue straight into the Ashtar.